I think there's just a natural fit there where DPL is trying to address a hard problem with innovative solutions that really help advisors in a myriad of different ways.
The demand for integrated insurance solutions among advisors has never been higher. In this segment of the Advisor Revelations podcast, we explore how Orion is evolving its platform to meet the growing demand for fee-based annuities and insurance within the RIA ecosystem.
Hello and welcome to the Advisor Revelations podcast. I'm Cam McCray, Vice President of Strategic Partnerships here at DPL Financial Partners. Today in this episode, we'll be discussing how Orion is responding to the demand for fee-based insurance and annuities across their user base. A couple of housekeeping items before I introduce our guest today. If anything we talk about today interests you, be sure to visit our website, dplfp.com. Also mention, depending on when you're listening to this, we are going to be hosting a webinar with Orion titled Unlock Planning and Revenue Opportunities from Legacy Annuities. Really going to go more in depth on that webinar from the conversation that we have today with our guest. And our guest today is probably no stranger to folks who are going to be tuning into this. It is Mr. George Sfeghera. George is the Senior Vice President of Technology Sales at Orion. George, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Cam. I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Great. George, before we get started, for the folks that are listening that are not familiar with yourself or Orion, can you give us a little bit of your origin story, kind of your professional journey and role currently at Orion?
Yeah, I'll make sure I give you the professional journey, not the unprofessional journey. No, I got started in this industry back in 2007 on CLS, Clark Lansing and Scala's client services team. Prior to that, my dad was a carpenter. I grew up in the trades and I thought the trades is where I was going to go. And my dad said, make a living with your brain and not your back. So made me go to college and decided that I wanted to try to do something in finance, specifically sales and finance. So I'm glad I ended up where I planned. But 2007, I started on the client service team, and I still lean on a lot of that experience today. So that consisted of talking to advisors on a day-to-day basis and even end clients a lot of times on the offering that we had at CLS at the time, which was third-party asset management and managing ETF portfolios, and got a really good sense of the operation and conversations that advisors have with their clients and what questions clients have and what questions advisors have. And Orion Technology is basically tech that was built for CLS. Back then, they were evaluating technology providers, didn't really find anyone that met their specific needs, so they developed their own technology. And as we implemented that, the leadership realized that we could probably sell this to other RIAs. And as soon as I had the opportunity to move into sales, I moved into an internal sales role for CLS. And then for a couple years, I would bother the sales leadership at Orion and be like, I really want to go to the tech side. So in 2013, moved over to the tech side, took over a sales territory, grew that. In 2024, I want to say we started to do more enterprise solutions and work with like broker dealers, banks, trust companies, like essentially businesses whose primary business isn't the RIA world, and did that for about a year until I started managing that team. And then October of last year, took over all of the tech sales. So our team that sells to Orion's core technology and Summit data solutions to RIAs, our institutional team that does the banks, broker dealers, trust companies, the red tail account executives, and then our strategic partnerships of the team who oversees the partnerships like we have with DPL.
So you're saying you have a lot on your plate these days.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Great. And obviously Orion has exploded in growth over the years, and we're very happy that we've been able to partner with you all through the years. But I appreciate you sharing that, George, in the background and spending time, you know, out of your busy day with us. But just to get us started, just a quick stat and observation. I want to get your thoughts. So according to LIMRA, U.S. annuity sales surpassed $460 billion, with a B, billion in 2025. And that's the fourth consecutive year of record growth. So continuing over the past 4 years to step up that metric. But the observation that we have is RIAs are becoming more aware of commission-free strategies that do fit their business model, but there's still some hesitation for those advisors who might view annuities negatively. love to kind of get your thoughts or your experience on, you know, why advisors, you know, in the Orion ecosystem or across, you know, different ecosystems have been hesitant to include annuities as part of the normal day-to-day process and portfolios.
Yeah. I'd like to think that I have a fairly interesting perspective and response on this, because it doesn't, in my opinion, the two main reasons have nothing to do with investments or nothing to do with annuities themselves. I think most advisors would probably say annuities, for the most part, have a seat at the table. And Cam, as you know, one of the questions that we like to ask advisors when we're talking about the DPL integration partnership is, what do you do when your clients ask about annuities? What do you do when you're talking to a prospect and they have an annuity? And what do you do when you're looking to recruit an advisor who has a book of annuity business? Because those are all real world things that happen to them that they have to have some sort of solution or some sort of response to. I don't think the response would be, oh, we don't like annuities because we don't believe what annuities do and what annuities are. It's, we don't want to do them because we don't want to be registered with a broker dealer. We spent a lot of time creating our RIA and dropping those FINRA licenses and having to go be under FINRA audit rules. So we don't want to do annuities. So it's one of those things where it's like, it isn't the way we structured our business and we don't want to have a friendly broker dealer. So that's the reason we don't do annuities. It has nothing to do with the solution for the client or the annuity itself. That's not the way our business works, right?
Yeah, no, that's great insight, George. And I would echo that. And kind of like this second piece of that, I think, is of course, we dropped our FINRA license. Why would we go back in time? We've created a new business model. The other beauty, you know, for those of our listeners who have not, are not aware, haven't taken a look at the advisory annuities, they fit the business model too. So the other big reason I hear is the commissions. You know, we're not compensated via a commission model any longer.
Right.
Well, of course, with these advisory annuities, advisors are compensated via, you know, an advisory fee charged against the AUM of the cash value in the product. So we're going into a world where the annuity now fits that RIA business model, and you don't really have to worry about being licensed with FINRA. So that's great insight there, George.
One other reason, and this is kind of leading us into, I think, the rest of the conversation, but just to lean on what I mentioned, the experience that I had while I was at CLS and as an internal and a service person there. So a lot of times, like, I would call an RIA and I would talk about what we did and how we did it. And they would be like, yeah, this sounds great. How would I start using you guys? And I'd be like, oh, well, you'll go to our website, you'll fill out this paperwork and it'll be on our ADV and it'll be on our custody and do everything through our experience. And RIAs would be like, nope, not going to do that. If you don't live in my experience, if the data is not in my system, if the accounts don't show up on my reports with the rest of the assets that I'm managing, I'm not interested in bifurcating my business, my user experience and my client experiences, because I like what you guys are doing with whatever investment. And that kind of struck me. It was like, all right, it's going to be tough, man, because if we're not in their environment, in their day-to-day work path, it's going to be tough for us to sell to these types of clients. And I think that's what DPL, putting them in their work path, putting them in the systems they use, putting that information in their client experience, in their advisor experience, in their reports, it's one of the biggest barriers or hurdles you have to address to get to that next phase to say, okay, now it's easy to use. Now you can see it all. Let's go on to the next step.
Well said. And you basically described, I can draw on my experiences similar to how you just did, you know, with the history of DPL and, you know, being here since 2018, of course, you know, the first thing you gotta do is have carriers build commission-free solutions that fit the business model we just described. The second thing you gotta do is get an audience that's interested in utilizing them. But like you just mentioned, you know, one of the objections over the years is, well, are you in Orion? Are you in my dashboard?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not going to work.
Let me know when you are.
Yep. So it can draw on very similar. So great to say and great transition.
A quick funny story from when I moved. This was probably within the first 30 days of moving from CLS to Orion. So you think it's CLS was very much IARs of independent broker dealers that we were talking to. And you know, you'd call them and a lot of times they'd hang up, or you talk to an RIA and you'd get through the first sentence and they would hang up.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I ever called an RIA on the Orion side, I was like, this is George with Orion Technology. This is what we do. I'd like to just learn a little bit more about your business, fully expecting them to just hang up on me. And the gentleman I was speaking to goes, oh yeah. Hey, what's going on? Yeah. What do you got? I literally went, oh, I don't know. I didn't really plan past this point.
Never got this far in my head with this conversation.
And I think there's some correlation there to be like getting past that first initial barrier on annuities where it's like, okay, let's think of the next step and how this works and why this would be important to you. And I think the integrations that we've built over the last couple of years is that next step, that next part of the conversation.
100% agree, George. That is the next step. So again, I just want to catch our listeners up with, you know, the history of the partnership with Orion and lay the groundwork for the next piece of this conversation. But happy to say we've been partners with Orion since 2021. And it first started, you know, with a simple data feed, because obviously that's a big step of it. If an advisor or a firm can't see the assets that you're trying to provide them, then 100% they're not going to utilize it. And then over the years, you know, we've deepened that relationship. And for those that, you know, missed the press release or have yet to hear about it, you know, we recently have a full, you know, deeper integration with Orion, in that we have now launched three of DPL's rule-based discovery tools that are now embedded directly into Orion Connect. And from my perspective, what that means for the listeners is you're not leaving the Orion ecosystem to have access to, for example, George laid out, you know, what do you do when a client comes in the door with an annuity? Well, now, without leaving Orion, you can simply take a picture of a client statement, you know, have no knowledge, you know, about that existing annuity, but within 10 seconds and some client input of what that client's goal is, see if there is a commission-free option that, you know, one's going to put the client in a better situation, and two, you know, fit your business model, which is obviously going to be very important. And second, charge advisory fees, turn that into a revenue producing asset.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little preview of the integration. And, you know, the webinar I mentioned, we're going to go more in detail there. But George, from your perspective, I'd love to hear, you know, why is the partnership with DPL important for Orion and Orion's leadership?
Yeah, I was giving some thought to this, and all my thoughts were around some of the stuff that we just mentioned, which I'll talk to. But when I really thought about it, probably the biggest reason why it was a priority for me, why I know it's a priority for our executive leadership, is really the people and the culture of DPL. I think there's just a natural fit there where DPL is trying to address a hard problem with innovative solutions that really help advisors in a myriad of different ways. And so I think we recognize that early on, and that's something obviously we're not going to do here at Orion. And so we're like, this actually brings value to advisors and to their clients and to their business. And then the people working with you and David and Steve, you know, it's been awesome. And like, you know, integrations, to do them right, they take a lot of time and patience, as we both know. And I think that's always been a really good foundation of our relationship, was like, let's make sure we take our time. Let's make sure we do this right. Let's make sure we set ourselves up for future integrations really well. And I think we've done a really good job with that. But when you look at like the benefits to advisors and their clients, like, again, all those questions that I just answered of like, what happens when a prospect asks about them or a current client asks about them? It gives advisors additional solutions to answer those questions, additional wallet share. And then you think like, you know, as a tech person, you think of all the downstream impacts that has on their business. One of the things that I always talk about is like, there are a lot of firms where like annuities are kind of this, like a junk drawer type thing. It's in the business junk drawer. And it's like, let's clean that junk drawer. How good does it feel to get organized? Like, let's clean that up. Let's make it a revenue generating part of your business. Let's make it another solution that you can put on the table. And then all the downstream impacts of that, of like, now we're getting fee revenue into your database. Now you have better consolidated reports. Now you have a better client experience and mobile app. Now you can trade around annuities in a household level model within Eclipse. And you can say, hey, this is an income generating asset, or will be. Maybe we would do something a little bit different with the traditional invested assets that we do, because now we can account for this. And then when you start to get into business intelligence and revenue reporting and like some of the stuff that we're doing with Summit and Data Lake, all your data is in one place. You can generate really accurate or more accurate revenue reporting and advisor profitability and client profitability reports. That becomes a lot more when you do things like that, and you can give that to potential firms that maybe you want to acquire or want to acquire you. It's like, look at all these ways that we generate revenue. This is on rails. We don't have somebody here that's trying to deal with 17 different carriers and figure out where this annuity is and that annuity is. There's just, I mean, we could probably talk for another 20 minutes on all of the downstream impacts this has on an advisor's business.
A lot to unpack there, George, but I'll almost giggle a little bit about the analogy, the junk drawer analogy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to shoot that one to the sales team. Like, you know, it is springtime. Let's get some spring cleaning. Let's clean out that junk drawer of the existing annuities, turn that into some revenue for the firm and put clients in a better situation. I like that one.
Yeah.
You're always good for an analogy or two.
Sometimes they're spot on. Sometimes, it, like, one of my colleagues would be like, swing and a miss, dude. That was terrible.
That one was good. Like I said, I want to relate that back to the sales team. I feel like we can use that, especially coming off the new integration. What I gathered from that is, you know, I think it makes too much sense, right? Like, that's why I think Orion has been such a great partner for us, right? Mm-hmm. When we think about, you know, what DPL has done, what Orion has done, it becomes a great intersection where, you know, you all are trying to put the best solutions and tech in front of your firms. And the fact that over the years, DPL has been so tech forward, which is, I don't know, it's not very much tech and annuities aren't really married together, but we've done a great job in our tech team to build out the discovery tools to take away some of the unknown for advisors that maybe have never looked at annuities or known that advisor solutions are available. And now those tools live directly in Orion Connect. So I'd love to get your thoughts on the placement of where, you know, the discovery tools live for those advisors who, you know, might be Orion users or thinking about becoming Orion users. Just a little bit about, you know, kind of where to find it, where it lives, why it lives there.
The answer to this question is the answer that I've been looking forward to and trying and like waiting for this question to be able to talk about it, Cam. The DPL integration lives in Portfolio View within Orion Connect. And Portfolio View is our most utilized page of Orion. It's where all of our on-screen reporting lives. So when an advisor gets a call from a client, that's where they go to answer questions. Like, I always joke, I wish I would have had it because there's an activity summary there that shows how much have I invested with you in every account? How much have I put in over time? How much have I taken out? How much have I paid in fees? How much have I made in dividends and interest? How much have I made in market increase, decrease? And those are questions that I used to have a little calculator next to my keyboard and I'd start scrolling through lines and lines of transactions to try to figure out. And it just helps advisors answer questions really quickly. And really it's designed to address the pivot that advisors have to do of going from one page or one system to another. So the DPL integration lives there as a tab that's titled insurance. And what makes this integration special, and as far as I know, I've been here for 18 years, and I think this is the first time we've ever done this. With the DPL integration that we have, any advisor that uses Orion can turn that on right now and can do about 90% of what they would need to do with DPL to evaluate an annuity option, to research annuities, to look into these different solutions that they have. And they can do that, like I said, all the way up to opening an account. And then once they sign up with DPL as a member, then that switch flips automatically. And now within that integration, they can say, I want to do all the things I just did, but now I want to take action. I want to open a contract or I want to do a transfer or whatever that is. Going back to how we started, it puts those tools. Well, one, it's not one of those things where it's like, hey, sign up and then you'll be able to see what this does. It's, why don't you see what this does and then sign up and then take it the next step, complete the step. So I think that's very unique. And I love that's the approach that we went with. But again, it puts the tools right into the path of the advisor's workday and they don't have to go searching all over, remember that it exists. Just say, this is where I want to go. And I think it's going to set us up for really great future integrations where it's like, I want to open a contract and we're already sending some data from our system to yours to like pre-populate some of the contract information, but that's the next stage is putting more information in there. And then the sky's the limit. And one thing we've talked about is like, let's just do like real-time evaluations. If it is an annuity, let's just give them a prompt that says, hey, here's what this would look like if you were to look at other solutions.
Taking away the friction there. I think, of course, Orion, you know, has a great history of having processes in tech that makes everything much easier for a user or advisor going in. And I did like that you know, mentioned that fulfillment thing, because I feel like I always need to back up and provide a little bit more awareness for those advisors who still not had a conversation with DPL or a conversation with anyone about commission-free annuities. And internally, we always use the moniker discover, fulfill, manage, and bill. So the discovery, you know, that's the tools. You know, you don't have to be an annuity expert. We've really tried to commoditize, you know, that language via the rules-based tool. So you give the tool a client goal, it's going to spit out the best solution to improve that client outcome. And then George, to your point, kind of on some future integrations, that fulfillment space. I don't know if, I'm sure most of our listeners have, you know, seen an annuity application. If you haven't, they are egregious 40 to 80 page documents advisors or admin would have to go through. Well, with the tech, everything is electronic these days with the DPL technology. And what George was talking about is pre-filling a lot of that data online. So really streamlining the process. So it is, quote unquote, not your father's annuity process. Mm-hmm. We're living in Orion. We're working with RIA firms in a different business model than traditional annuities. And then finally, the process of actually opening up the account and that fulfillment aspect is getting better and less friction every day. And then you finally get to the manage and bill, where it truly is the sky's the limit with all of the Orion capabilities. We've talked a plethora of ideas. We could take the integration. So don't want the users to think, or the listeners to think, that this is the end all be all for the partnership. We're going to continue to work together to improve those outcomes. I want to shift gears a little bit, George. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about another Orion offering that I view as, you know, something that's very needed and will, I think, impact the landscape. But the RIA Accelerator that you all have been launched, can you give our listeners a little preview or a synopsis of exactly what that program is, who it's for, who it benefits, et cetera?
Yeah. It's an offering that's built on our OCIO offering, which is powered by Orion Town Square. And kind of the most easiest way to explain what Town Square does is they're like an operational and an investment platform for RIAs. So it could be anything from, I don't have a CIO, and or I am the CIO, and I would like additional investment firepower, if you will, in terms of just portfolio management or investment knowledge, to I want to start doing UMAs, what 3,000 asset managers on the Orion platform, which ones are good for me to use. That team can help them go through that list and say, here's the strategist that we have. And if there are strategists that you want to add, we can add them and help them build UMAs. Or it could be as simple as, I don't want to do my own trade execution, or I don't want to bill my own accounts. I just want to outsource that operational piece to somebody who can do that trade execution for me, or that billing for me, and a lot of stuff in between, tax management, tax transitions, et cetera. And, you know, I talk to a lot of advisors, or breakaways specifically, who are trying to evaluate, do I want to start my own RIA? Do I want to join a tuck-in firm? Do I want to be affiliated with a broker-dealer in a hybrid format? So they're trying to figure out all these different paths. And a lot of times you'll talk to these advisors who say, I want to be my own RIA. I just don't know if I'm ready. And if you talk to any RIAs that broke away in the past, which most have at some point, almost all of them will tell you it was 100% worth it and I should have done it sooner. I waited too long, right?
That is a story that we hear a lot.
Yep. And so really what this offering was designed to address is, I don't know if I'm ready part. It's like having a kid, right? You're never going to be ready. You just have to decide, let's have a baby at some point. So for this one, we have a number of different partnerships, a custodial partnership with a custodian that's fairly new to the RIA custodial space and has a bunch of different strategy and lending and banking options that we can leverage. We have a marketing partner to help them with website creation and business cards and email signatures and even generating a brand, a compliance partner to help them draft their ADV and all their policies and procedures, insurance partners. And you kind of name it. The only thing that we don't really have is, like, you have to find your own real estate.
Right? Maybe we'll add that.
Yeah.
Add that, Tari.
And DPL is a part of this partnership as well. But the magic isn't really in the, hey, we have all these partners. The magic is in how the partners work together. So like when the ADV is drafted, that means the advisor has determined their fee schedule. If they've determined their fee schedule, we can load that into the Orion system to say, here's how their fee structures are going to work. So when accounts start to transfer, let's assign those fee schedules and billing. So it really front loads all of the work that used to take a typical breakaway, maybe 6 to 9 months to do. We put that all in the planning stage. So as assets start to transfer, the advisor can focus solely on getting the assets over to their new RIA. They don't have to worry about, how do I trade? How do I bill? Training on those systems. Our full technology suite is a part of this. So like Redtail CRM. And really the thesis is, when they resign, we want them to be able to plug into a fully operational RIA structure. So at the end of 30 days, 90% of their accounts are transferred and they're kind of off and running and they can start growing. And then it gives them the flexibility to make that next step of what their business looks like. Do I want to start to bring some of this in-house? Do I want to start to acquire firms? What does that look like? And then they can make that next decision. But decision one didn't hamper decision two and decision three and decision four, et cetera. Where DPL was a natural fit to this, a little bit of a story. Like, I was talking to a custodial business development officer and I go, what do you say when a prospect goes, I have commission-based annuities and I want to bring them over? What do I do? And he was like, ugh, try to ignore it and just hopefully it works out. And that's a pretty wide sentiment amongst that group of people, the salespeople for custodians. It's like, we got to try to find a friend new broker dealer. And that's, I think, some of the reasons why they tuck in with some of these firms. That's the easy path. And I said, well, what if you didn't have to ignore them? What if we could provide a solution that says even the commission-based assets, here's a solution that you can still leverage and still work with those assets under your own RIA. And then also we're going to review those assets to say what makes sense to move to fee-based, what's going to give your client probably a better policy, probably a cheaper policy, and increase your revenue. It's like win, 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 and maybe win.
Yeah.
So like that has been a huge part of it. And I know that like the first one was like, oh my gosh, this was a no-brainer. I'm absolutely going to do this, right? Because again, it's kind of that juncture. But the most important thing, in my opinion, is the best advice that's given to them today is I would just leave them behind.
Yep.
Just leave them behind. You can still talk with the client. And it's almost like, why would you leave a Trojan horse into your business at the firm that you're leaving? Because that's what it is. You're going to leave them behind. They're going to get assigned to some advisor at the place that you left. That advisor is going to be calling them and going, hey, I know your advisor left and abandoned you. Why don't you bring your assets back over here?
Yep.
And that's exactly what happens, right? And this way they can just take it all with them and have it organized and have a good foundation for going forward.
Yep. Take it all with them. And unpacking that, George, I mean, when I think of RIA Accelerator, again, a great analogy, like having a baby, breaking away or starting your own RIA firm. What my mind went to is you all really take away, that program takes away the unknown, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure our listeners that are thinking, you know, that are in this situation, you know, starting an RIA is scary. I think with the program, you all really take that away, right? It's not scary. It's exciting. It's easy. We've got a solution here for you. And then the part with the annuities and, you know, kind of where DPL fits and the cog that DPL is in this, you know, when you think about the alternatives of just, like you said, the Trojan horse and leaving them at the existing broker dealer, et cetera, et cetera. I'm always hard pressed to think about another solution. Our industry is, you can't go 3 seconds without seeing something about organic growth. With the held away annuities, I'm hard pressed to think of a situation where an RIA firm can organically grow with an asset that's in their junk drawer, like you had mentioned.
Yeah.
Like it's there. Like that's organic growth. It's bringing a held away asset that you weren't compensated on before. It is, like you said, a win-win-win, maybe another win that we haven't thought about yet. And maybe the listeners have. But no, I appreciate you giving us a little bit about that RIA Accelerator program. I think it's a no-brainer. So for those listeners that are, you know, in a situation where, you know, you're flirting with or thought about, encourage you all to reach out to Orion. That program is great and will have great success and help, you know, you all with some decisions down the road. But before we wrap up, George, any final thoughts, anything we didn't talk about you were hoping we were going to cover today?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything I was hoping we would chat about. It's been fun.
I agree. Maybe offline, some other things, not for this podcast. But George, appreciate you. Appreciate the partnership with Orion over the years. It's been great working with the team. Like you said, the cultures at Orion, very similar to DPL. Couldn't ask for better partners. And with that, for our listeners, again, if you found our discussion helpful and want to take a deeper dive on DPL solution within Orion, we are hosting the webinar. Check the description for the link. And then, of course, you can find us or more of this content at dplfp.com. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening. To hear more advisor revelations, go to dplfp.com and subscribe on your favorite podcast streaming app.